Good evening. Welcome to our third call together in this series of 22 meditation sessions. Thank you for joining us, taking the time to step up to this place of release and surrender and letting go of things that don't work for you and receiving energy work that supports you in your development. We appreciate your participation. We're happy to do this for you. Please close your eyes and let your breathing be soft and easy, but full. After a few breaths, notice where there may be tension in your body. Decide that during our time together today, it's okay to let that tension go. Some of it may leave right away at the suggestion, some of it may not. Please let this be fine. Do not be stressed, because stress is not leaving. Decide it is okay. Decide that during our time together today, you're also willing to release the energies of other people and the world around you that you may have absorbed today or the last few days. We will, during this call, ask you to decide that you cannot possibly use the energies of others to tell you who you are, to help you on your path. Not to carry their energies, their reflections of you, their opportunities for you to help them and for them to help you. Yes, and engage with these things in a present way. But to carry their energies does everyone a disservice. Scan your body one more time, notice where there may be tension. And see, explore letting it go. See if that's comfortable. It may not be, and that's okay. Now please send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra, also known as the first, located around the anus. Send cords down into the earth and begin inhaling the energy of the earth up into your body on your inhales. Or open those places, those three spots in your body and field, and let the earth know that you are willing to receive its energy and draw it up into your body. Invite it to come up into your body, but actively on your inhales either way. Whether cords work or don't work, you could also just open those and have that intention to draw the energy of the earth up into your body. This energy is stabilizing and grounding. It will slow you down. It will help you make better decisions through being less reactive, and many other things. But the best part is that it is available for you all the time that you are alive on the planet. So thank the Earth for being available to you 24/7 to ground in this way. Now please call in your guidance team and let them know you are open and willing to receive their support and guidance today during this call, as well as going forward in your life. Even if you haven't interacted with them or don't know who they are or how they might communicate with you, decide that you're open. Openness is the key to everything. Thank them in advance for all they do. And please decide now that you are open to being changed for the better by the vibration in the channel's voice as we continue with this process tonight. And also, if you are open to receiving energy work silently in your mind, say yes please, go ahead, I'm open, I'm ready. Thank you in advance to Metatron and Jehudi, as well as Tom the channel. All three of us work together to do this with you, but only if you give us permission. So decide that you are willing to be helped by receiving this external support. And thank us in advance. Gratitude ahead of time goes a long way for all the spirit beings that want to help you. Because some humans might say, well, I'm not sure if I'm being helped. I'm not sure if I should be grateful. Because we are not certain that our helpers are helping. We're not sure sometimes just who it is that's there. But when you focus on my spirit guidance team, you are not including beings that you don't want to work with. You are including beings who are committed, who are under, so to speak, a contractual loving obligation, or obligation to be loving. They want to help you. So when you say, yes, my spirit guidance team, I'm willing to work with you, you open up to receive support. For those of you who have said yes, we're going to begin sending energy over into your space about now. We always begin in the root chakra every day. So decide, please, that in this moment, during this time together today, everything is fine and you are safe. Continue breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, thanking the earth for always being available. Deciding that in this moment, because you are safe and everything is fine, it is perfectly fine to relax even more. Decide that you do not need protection from the energy of the earth, nor your spirit guides, nor Metatron, Jehudi, and Tom. We are all here to help you. Are you willing to relax enough to truly open for that? This is the question on a daily basis. Letting this energy from the earth fill your body. On the next couple of breaths, trace its path up through your feet, your legs, your torso, all the way up to your shoulders, to your fingertips. And on another breath, trace it all the way up the same way, but up your neck, through your neck, up to the top of your crown, your head. Really letting this energy fill your body. Decide that everything's fine in this moment, and that you are safe, and that you are supported. What we would like to talk to you today about is being in charge of your life, realizing what is happening in your life is in fact a reflection of what you are vibrating to you or manifesting from energy into the material world. But that your decisions are in fact tools of empowerment or disempowerment, depending on where you're coming from and what you believe is true. So this is where we'll be focusing today. This is primarily, as we've begun with the first chakra, this issue in one way is, in a major way, is the third chakra, the solar plexus. But we will be bouncing around as certain issues about self-empowerment are affected by feelings you have, the fourth, are affected by what truth you've surrendered to, the fifth chakra, what you believe is happening, sixth chakra. Your interactions with others and the reflections they give you, which is second chakra. And of course, the demands or edicts of culture, family, clan from which you come, the people and places from which you come, that of course have perhaps not supported personal power. But today, this rest of this conversation will be about personal power, owning your power, and being in charge of your life. You are already a divine being vibrating certain messages in your field that do inescapably become manifest in the world and in relationships around you. I want you to decide now that you are willing to see all that is in your life as reflecting what you are vibrating, and that you are willing to change your vibration if you do not like what is in front of you. I want you to decide to give others, other people and situations and groups, the benefit of the doubt that they are in fact involved in a divine love conspiracy to show you what you are vibrating. I want you to realize also that your linear logical mind, your brain, and the energy that lives there, which thinks it is you, or you think it is you, until you do something like this and demote the brain from being dictator for life, and you get in your body and open your heart in a process such as the one we are leading you through during these 22 daily calls. Most meditation practices will, of course, do this, aim to get you out of your mind. Doesn't mean they always work that way. we focus on being willing to be grounded, which takes away attention from the mind a little bit. But the mind will have much evidence about the things that have happened, that have done you wrong, or have stepped on you, or pushed you around. And I want you to decide again that you are willing to see all that has happened to you, even the unhappy stuff, even the painful, abusive stuff, perhaps, as vibrated to you because you are a divine being constantly giving off signals. You are an energetic being, divine consciousness, an energetic being, living a temporary human life, vibrating. Think of a situation that has left you feeling disempowered from the recent past or the distant past. For many people, it calls up automatically situations before the age of, 12, 15, 18 years old, living under the roof of a family who has certain requirements. But for some people, it happens later. The thing that stands out, the thing that still hurts, happens later in life, perhaps more recently. Think of a situation that has left you disempowered or feeling powerless, either way. Whether you did not struggle and felt washed away, or you struggled and exhausted yourself and felt washed away. Either way, call that situation up. Hold it in your mind. And decide that right in this moment, right again, everything's fine and you are safe. You are supported, and you are learning tools to help you continue your development. So everything is fine. You're on the right track. Decide that you're strong enough to deal with whatever parts speak to you, which means whatever you are feeling in a given moment. Decide you are strong enough to handle whatever needs to come up and be processed. And decide you are strong enough to do so with compassion, understanding, and grace. Meaning, if I ask you to think and really step into something that has left you feeling disempowered, you will think of what is unresolved. And a part of you will come forward who feels disempowered, perhaps sad, perhaps depressed, or angry, some emotion. But I want you to realize that the response to internal depression and sadness and anger and everything else, the appropriate response, the healing response, is compassion and acceptance. Yes, I struggle with this, or I have struggled with this. I don't know the right answer. I don't feel strong in the face of this. Meet that part of you with compassion. Decide that you are willing to own this sense of powerlessness or disempowerment and to transform it when the time is right. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Thank the earth for always being available to you. Thank your body for constantly manifesting how your beliefs, attitudes, and vision, and your emotions are going, how things are unfolding. Thank your guides for always being with you and trying to get through any protective strategies or defensive postures you may adopt or develop. They are constantly trying to love you so you love yourself more, to support you so you see you are supported, so you can go ahead and create the life you choose. So thinking about this issue that has left you feeling disempowered or powerless, decide once again you are willing to own this powerlessness, this sense of disempowerment, what may seem like a sense of weakness. Decide you are willing to own this and love this part of you. Realize that the vibrations that emanate from you, some of them have to do with your emotional body across time and over many lives. What you would call your past lives, what we refer to as your soul's many lives or your other lives. Some of these issues are from other lives where something's unresolved, something's unfair, you feel sad or powerless about something, unable to make something better, something like this. And others of these issues that come to you are vibrated to you because your soul is saying, I need to experience empowerment and disempowerment in certain arena of life. Either way, it is vibrating, it is in front of you because it is vibrated to be in front of you. So I want you to decide right now that you are willing to adapt to the logic of soul when it comes to disempowering situations or those that leave you feeling weak or powerless. I want you to decide that you are willing to be intrepid enough, brave, courageous enough to meet all disempowerment within your space, within your emotional field, within your experience of emotion, with grace, acceptance, and compassion. You are strong enough to be compassionate and graceful. The situation that you have been thinking of has come to you for one of the two reasons, both of which have to do with the logic of soul and the emotional body. Your life is not supposed to be about pure happiness. You can do that if you choose to. Your life is an expression of soul's curiosity about how to experience and how to choose in the face of all kinds of dynamics. Well, if I'm afraid of this, but I really want that, what decision will I make? What does that feel like? If I perceive myself as smart and I feel that I am safe and I make that decision, well, what does that feel like? What happens then? If I feel I'm smart but I'm not safe, well, what happens then? Your soul, through the course of thousands and millions of lives spread out across your timeline, it is observing how different sets of conditioning and different scenarios play themselves out in your choices. So, everything in your life is determined, like your experience of what is vibrated to you because of your emanations, your broadcast signal, your experience of it is determined by your reaction. Consider this for a moment. There are things vibrated to you you cannot escape, but they do not have to destroy you. They do not have to leave you feeling steamrolled or squashed, sat upon. So think of this situation that has left you feeling powerless and disempowered, and decide that you are willing to call back your power for this present moment to go forward, today and the future. Decide you are willing to understand that situation as in some way inevitable, but you get to change your reaction to such things. The soul wants you to find out that you are strong, but strength from the soul's perspective is in compassionate acceptance and a loving response, grace. It is not winning, or being the loudest, or the tallest, or the strongest, or the richest. This is not success and power from the soul's perspective. That is the human mind's attempt to develop power. Put your attention, please, once again on the cords into the earth and breathing that energy fully up into your body. Decide that you are willing to shed disempowerment and powerlessness from the past. Decide that you cannot use this particular interpretation. It is not truth. The situation was not changeable. You could not do it. Does that mean you were powerless? No. It meant that you encountered something bigger than you, as a part of your soul's learning journey as a human, about how to meet such things. What will my response be? Will I love myself anyway, even if I lost everything, even if my voice was overshadowed and my work was ignored or stolen? Will I love and accept myself anyway? So decide that you are willing to love and accept yourself no matter what happens, and you are willing to redefine what power and strength are to you, and that you are willing to own your small and large decisions on a daily basis, most of them day-to-day small decisions. You're willing to own them as opportunities to make a choice and to edge into more self-acceptance, to edge into more compassionate acceptance, using every choice that comes to you to express your power to make your life better through making life-affirming, positive, compassionate-based choices. Now please decide that any debris that's ready to leave your field, decide you cannot possibly use disempowerment or powerlessness or bitterness or regret or anger or shame or guilt or self-doubt from the past to tell you who you are now or going forward. Decide you cannot possibly use these energies, gather them in the center of your field, thank the earth in advance, and send these energies down into the earth, because the earth will always receive for you what you can no longer use. Decide that you are willing to trust your decision-making capacities, that you are willing to get there if you're not there. Decide you're willing to let yourself off the hook for what seemed like a mistake or a misstep that seemed to lead to powerlessness and failure. Decide you are willing to forgive yourself and compassionately accept those experiences or any such experiences in your life as part of the learning journey of your soul. This brings us to the end of our time together tonight. Thank you so much for your attention. We love connecting with you. We love sharing these insights with you and doing energy work and helping you tune and clean things out, tune up and clean things out. Any energies the channel may have given to you tonight as he entered your space, he's going to call back to him, and anything he may have borrowed from you, he will give back to you. Please echo that from your perspective. And please take care of yourself, and we will happily speak with you tomorrow for day 4. Take care.